come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
Ser sentados, por favor. It's gonna be fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 357 of Word on the Main Street podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sean Lords.
And I'm Brian Lords.
And we have a show for you today.
Very nice. Very nice.
Pretty sweet. Yeah, it is very nice. So, before we do get into any of that, we do want to let you know this episode is presented by All Enchanting Ears, Mr. Bill Schirkenbach and Yvonne Paradise. Thank you for being members at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. And of course, we want to thank our beautiful, talented sponsor, Get Away Today.
Absolutely. Get Away Today is a fantastic travel agency to work with. And if you need to get away, make sure to contact them today. They're going to do their very best to make sure you have the most magical trip possible, whether that's to the Disneyland Resort, Disney World Resort, Alani Resort in Hawaii, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, or any other non-Disney, less magical destination. They're going to be there for you every step of the way from the time that you book your trip until the time that you return home. They've got a few different features you guys can take a look at and use if you so choose, like their layaway plan and their peace of mind plan that allows you to cancel or change your trip anytime without any further fees. So you never know when something's going to come up. So that, of course, gives you exactly what they call it, the peace of mind that you can change or cancel if need be. If you are going to get a trip booked, of course, let them know about our promo code. That is, of course, Main Street Pod at 10. That's all lowercase, the number 10. And that is going to get you $10 off any two-night or longer Disney travel package. So visit them in their office in South Ogden, Utah, online at www.getawaytoday.com, or give them a call at 855-GET-AWAY. That is 438-2929.
Yeah, of course, that $10 can get you a lot of fun stuff. We talked about a lot of good eats and treats the last two episodes. So, you know, use that $10 towards that. But I also want to mention that right now, as this episode is being released, I think, hold on, let's see. This episode gets released on the 1st, right?
The 2nd.
Is Monday, Wednesday's the 2nd?
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, sorry.
Wednesday's the 1st.
I forgot we've got, never mind.
So, if you're listening today,
we've got one more day in between, and I forgot about it. I should know better than
you should. Terrible.
April doesn't have 29 days.
But if you're listening today on release day, May 1st, you can still get Getaway Today's Adults at Kids prices for tickets to Disneyland. So book today and use our promo code. Not only will you save that $10 that we usually save you, but you're going to get a better price on your tickets. So.
And who doesn't want that?
Right.
Especially with how much they cost these days.
Heck yeah. So get your tickets, get to Pixar Fest, have a good time, save 10 bucks. Should be sweet.
Have you seen the meme that's been going around? It's like the clip from Jurassic Park where they're talking about the lawyers, like talking about how much they can charge for admission and how much money they can make. And it's got like Bob Iger's name on the lawyer. Like, we can charge $10,000 a day, $11,000 a day, and people will pay it. And then John Hammond is the ghost of Walt Disney. And it's when he's like, this wasn't made only to cater to the super rich. And then it goes back to the lawyer that's Bob Iger, and he's like, yeah, we can have like a coupon day.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing. I died laughing.
That's pretty good. I have not seen that.
Save a little bit on the prices of today and get your tickets at kids' price.
Yes. All right. Well, let's go over to this week at the Disneyland Resort. The hours are pretty crazy again, but May 2nd and 7th, Disneyland's open 8 to 8, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 11. May 3rd through the 5th, Disneyland 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 1. And then May 6th and 8th, Disneyland's open 8 to 10, DCA 8 to 9, and Downtown Disney 7 to 11. Of course, we've got Star Wars Nights still happening May 2nd, 7th, and 9th. So go enjoy that. It looks like it's been a pretty fun time. And then Pixar Fest is going on. Started April 26th and goes through August 4th. So quite a bit of time to enjoy Pixar Fest. And speaking of Pixar Fest, I didn't know they were doing this until this week. But apparently there's like 50 Pizza Planet trucks hidden throughout the resort.
Oh, that's
You're
cool.
supposed to like find them or whatever. There's been some pretty nifty ones for sure that people have posted about. So
That's cool.
I think there was one. Where was it? I can't remember. It was in some sort of, I want to say like the queue for Snow White or something. And it looked older, obviously. But yeah, it's been everywhere. You'll see it. So be sure to look out for the Pizza Planet trucks throughout the resort if you find them. Send us pictures or tag us in the pictures. I want to see all of these pizza trucks. But yeah. So there's that. And then closures, Disneyland, Haunted Mansion, Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. Both are closed with no set reopening date that I have been able to find. Matterhorn Bobsleds will be open tomorrow, May 2nd. And then Redwood Creek Challenge Trail is still closed. No set reopening date. And I saw that the bread tour is still being refurbished. So still
Interesting.
no sourdough, still no reopening date for that either. But yeah, that's it for
No
this week.
sourdough means no Colin Mochrie. That's too bad.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you been on the bread bakery tour?
Oh, is he on that
He's
video?
in the video, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Him and Whoopi, I think.
Yeah.
Unless I'm mistaken, I'm pretty sure it's Colin Mochrie
It's just him.
and Whoopi.
Oh, I don't
I could be
remember.
wrong. Now I'm going to have to look.
I don't remember. I went last time in February, got a little sample, but I didn't really watch the video. And it had been a while since then. So you may be right. But anywho, so that's this week at the Disneyland Resort. Let's head on over to Brian's Trivia Corner, presented by allenchantingears.com, where the trivia is at a 90-degree angle.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brian's Trivia Corner. It is literally in a corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again trivia time.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, indeed. And as you guys have already heard from Sean, this is once again brought to you by our good friends at allenchantingears.com. If you need some new mouse ears or other Disney 3D printed merchandise, these are the people you need to see. Allenchantingears.com does fantastic work. I could not speak of them highly enough because I love everything that I have ever got from them. They're just impeccable service, impeccable quality, and you guys are going to be happy with that. So, of course, if you're going to be placing an order, make sure to mention our promo code WOTMS10. That is the number 10. That is going to get you 10 per wait, yeah,
Yeah.
10% off, not $10 off. I almost said $10.
If you spend $100, you
Yeah,
will get $10 off.
that's true because it's 10% off, not just one item, but your entire order. So make sure to go check them out at allenchantingears.com. com. I promise you will be very happy with your purchase. Mm-hmm. And then, as we mentioned last time, we've got a fantastic giveaway going right now. Thanks to our friends at All Enchanting Ears, some awesome Pixar themed ears for Pixar Fest. If you haven't seen those, go check it out over on our social media. I think on Instagram. Is it on Facebook as well, or just Instagram, Sean?
Yeah, it's on Instagram and Facebook. But if you go look at these, you may as well enter.
It's true.
Just so you're aware, just for everybody, all you have to do is you got to like the post, follow us, follow All Enchanting Ears, and comment with your favorite Pixar movie, and that gets you an entry. And then for each person you tag, you get another entry for each one, and then 5 additional entries for sharing it to your story. So
nice.
You can really rack them up.
Then, as we mentioned last week, with last week's trivia question, you were able to get an entry by sending in an answer. We usually do 2 entries for correct answers, so you could get up to 2 more. But even if you don't know the question, or not the question, even if you don't know the answer, still send in an email with your answer to trivia. Even if it's incorrect, you're still going to get 1 entry additional into the giveaway. So if you have gone in on Instagram and done all the entries, you can still get at least 1 more just by sending an email in and answering the question.
Okay.
So of course, with this new episode, the last question is done and over with, but we're going to have another one for you guys. If you guys get that answer into us today, because the giveaway does close at the end of today, if you get your answer in today, you can still get those extra entries. So make sure to send those over to us, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But let's go over last week's question. That question was, what country did they film the Tatooine scenes in? And that country was not the United States.
Nope.
It was not in a desert here. It was actually in Tunisia. Tunisia. Did I know that? I didn't. I thought, like, one of our trivia answers, that it was a desert locally in the United States, but that is not the case. So, yeah. If you guys got Tunisia, congratulations. If you didn't, better luck this time. And we're going to go with this question for this week, and that is going to be, what was the first Disney Parks roller coaster to feature a loop?
Very nice.
If you know the answer, or if you don't, make sure to get those answers to me. That's Brian, Bryan, WOTMS@gmail.com.
And of course, you can always reach out to me as well, Sean, Sean.WOTMS@gmail.com. You can also join us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you want to support the show, you can do so many different ways. The best way, of course, is to listen to the show every week, every Wednesday. Share the show, share the podcast with those that might also enjoy it. And if you haven't yet, subscribing and leaving a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be SoundCloud. Wow, I'm off already. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And of course, if you want to support us in a nice monetary fashion, you can do that by going to our TeePublic store and buying something. The link is in the show notes, as well as our social media pages. Or you can just donate that money at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. So that's how you do it. Do it to it, Lars.
Great Disney movie.
That's a fantastic Disney movie.
I'm feeling skinny, Tony.
Yes, good old Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Oh my gosh, the movie is just hilarious. I haven't watched that in a long time. I might have to watch that now.
I think that is on Disney Plus,
I
right?
believe so.
I might have to do that too.
I'm feeling skinny, Tony.
Buddy system.
I have them on the body system. Yeah. Body system?
Body.
Body. Oh, the buddy system. if you guys haven't seen Heavyweights, check that one out. It's classic 90s Disney.
It's so good. There were some really good 90s Disney.
Blank Check was really good too. I enjoyed that one.
Blank Check, I remember that. Yeah, and I always wanted one.
Right.
I need one of those blank checks.
He made it look so easy and cool to be able to go and just take a blank check and cash it anywhere for whatever amount you wanted to put on the check. And if you, as long as you make it out to cash,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Good times.
Right.
The 90s. Good time to be a kid, I feel like.
It was.
But yeah. Let's head into just a few topics that we have. Not a lot going on really in the news. I did see an article. It's not part of our agenda today, but I don't know much about allears.net, but I assume they've gone the way of like Inside the Magic.
Oh, really?
Where it's just very stupid headlines
Something
with
to
not
grab
a
your
lot of
attention.
substance in the story. Because I saw an article. It was published today as we're recording. And it said, bad news for the Haunted Mansion or whatever, or something like that. And I was like, oh, let me look at this because I don't know much about allears.net. And so I open it and it's basically them saying it's been closed and it's still closed for a while. And then there's some other things closed right now. I was
really
like, oh.
Really giving me new information there.
Published today. Yeah, I had to look at the date because I was like, is this from like when they closed it?
Right.
Nope, sure wasn't. It was published today. So really dumb stuff. I was expecting like maybe there was like a leak or something that like
right.
flooded something. I don't know. But anyway, it was all dumb. So just be wary.
Yeah. It would be a shame if they've gone the way of Inside the Magic, because Inside the Magic also once used to be a reputable source for Disney news, and now it's just awful. And I know All Ears used to be fairly reliable.
Yeah.
So hopefully they haven't actually gone that way and it's just a fluke, but
yeah.
Guess we'll see.
I was just like, oh, nothing in here. Like, why would you even? I don't know. Very weird.
Shame.
But yeah, anywho, since we last recorded, it was Stanley Hudson's favorite day.
Ah, yes.
It was pretzel day.
Good old pretzel day.
Free pretzels, April 26th, pretzel day. So in honor of pretzel day, Disney put out a nice little pretzel guide for their parks. Of course, we only care about one park, or I guess two parks, technically. Disneyland and not Downtown Disney, Disneyland, California Adventure, and of course, Downtown Disney. So there's just a few pretzels on there, of course. We've got the Quantum Pretzel over at, what do you call it? Pym Test Kitchen.
That's a good one.
It comes
one.
with that delicious cheese sauce.
I love that one.
It's a good one. I didn't know about this. Maybe we talked about it. We had to have talked about it. Maybe it was for the Star Wars time. but over at Oga's Cantina, they have a garlic cheese five blossom bread with spicy
Ooh.
Cheese sauce.
That sounds
That
good.
spicy cheese sauce is warm garlic parmesan Oh, sorry. It's a warm garlic parmesan pretzel knot with chile de arbol cheese sauce. Sounds like it's some sort of cheese sauce with chilies in it. It makes it spicy. So,
Sounds good to me.
and then of course we've talked about it before, the cheesy garlic pretzel bread that people were getting the skewers from Bengal Barbecue and putting that in this cheesy garlic
Ooh,
pretzel bread.
that sounds
But
good.
this bread by itself just looks so freaking good. So that's over, of course, at Maurice's Treats and Edelweiss Snacks. And then they, of course, have the jalapeno cheese-filled pretzel and cream cheese-filled pretzels at the different places within Disneyland. You have the Bavarian pretzel over at Sonoma Terrace at California Adventure. And then, of course, the Mickey Mouse pretzel. You can't forget about that. As well as the original pretzel over at Wetzel's Pretzels, Downtown Disney. So, yeah, you can get these even when it's not pretzel day,
It's
but
true, but
of
may as
course.
well highlight them when it is pretzel day.
But yes, it was, I forget his little quote. Drop his daughter off at a school that's too expensive.
Go to a job where you get paid too little, but on pretzel
Pretzel
day,
day.
I like pretzel day.
Yes, good old pretzel day. It makes life just a little bit better.
Didn't we talk about that last week, or were we talking
Don't
outside of the show? So I
know.
think
I
I
think it
talked
might have been
about Michael
outside.
Scott talking about how he wanted everything on it.
It was last week because we were talking about the rest of Pixar Fest, and
Oh,
they
yeah,
had those
that's right.
pretzel things over at Splitsville or whatever.
That's right.
And we were just like, can you get all this stuff on it? Because that would be gross.
Right, right.
You mentioned the works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I get everything? The works, you got it. Oh, if you guys haven't seen Pretzel Day in episode of The Office, it's very, very worth it.
It is
I don't
worth
even
it.
know if it's called Pretzel Day. What is it called? I'm gonna have to go on
I
a
don't
deep
know.
dive.
But the second thing we're going to talk about, I bet you guys thought all the Asian cuisine was done with Lunar New Year. But no. Lunar New Year, we take like a month off, and now it's Asian American and Pacific Islander month. So we all know how I feel about the months. Think they're dumb, but I do enjoy the food from these months that happen. So whatever. Yeah, we're just gonna do our normal thing. We'll switch off every place, talk about what is there. So we'll start at Disneyland Park, the Tropical Hideaway. They have a new pineapple coconut float. It is a blue Dole Whip, sorry, a blue Dole pineapple coconut juice topped with Dole Whip soft serve, strawberry lava, and a gummy. And
What's in that gummy? We'll never know.
that
Could be an
is, that
edible
is
for all we know.
California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make you
Could
real
be.
happy, and it'll make you float.
Yeah, right.
Because it's a pineapple coconut float.
We all float here.
Then also new is this Dole Whip pineapple ginger mint float with pineapple ginger juice and a smoked salt spiced rim. Brian likes that because it's the
Yep.
smoky smokiness. You have a shrimp and chive pot stickers,
Ooh.
crispy chili garlic sauce, fresh herbs, and lime. That is
That
also
sounds
new.
good.
Also new is the crispy chili garlic dipping sauce that you can get with it, I'm sure. They also have the char siu bao, sweet sticky roasted pork and sweet barbecue sauce dusted with paprika, lime chicken bao with butternut squash and fresh herbs, traditional pork lumpia, pork and vegetable lumpia with sweet chili dipping sauce, and sweet lumpia, pineapple and cream cheese filled lumpia with dull pineapple dipping sauce. There you go.
My mouth is just like watering listening to all this. This all sounds so good. Okay, and that's apparently all for Disneyland parks. We're going to go over to Disney California Adventure and Aunt Cass Cafe. New offering there. I guess it's not really new, just rethemed. But they've got a California roll sandwich, shrimp crab salad, wasabi mayo, and yakisoba sauce, and a milk bread bun topped with a masago, and served with garlic chips. Sounds pretty tasty. I could get behind that. They've also got a yuzu bread pudding with yuzu lemon curd and blueberry compote in a graham cracker crust with whipped topping.
Nice.
They've also got a yuzu lemonade coffee. I don't know. Don't know about that. Yuzu lemonade layered with cold brew coffee. Does lemon and coffee go together?
I have no idea.
Coffee drinkers out there, is lemon good with coffee? Because it doesn't sound like it would be. But maybe it is. I don't know. You guys will have to tell me. And then they've also got San Francisco clam chowder, creamy clam chowder with bacon, potatoes, and a hint of white miso.
Yes, indeed. There's
more.
Oh,
there's more. But wait, there's more beyond the pictures. They've also got a soba noodle salad. I think they've actually had this one before.
I'm thinking some of these are like just normal. They're right there all the time.
Yeah, because these ones that we're reading now say currently available. And you had some on the last one too that said currently available, because I think they're all there all the time. They just have an Asian flair to them, I think. So they include them on here. But the soba noodle salad, can't say that too fast, or I just mispronounce things. Tofu, cabbage, edamame, carrots, roasted corn, scallions, and cilantro, topped with crispy shallots and sesame ginger dressing. We've got the chilled shrimp soba noodle salad, which I believe is the exact same thing with chilled shrimp. I don't even see them mention shrimp in here. It's just the exact same description. That's the last one. Just chilled shrimp is added to the title, so I think that's the only addition. They've also got a Japanese-style fluffy cheesecake. That looks quite tasty, actually. I love a good cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
And then they've also got the honey lemon aid. And I know this one is always available. Minute Maid Lemonade Zero Sugar. So that'll be good for Sean. I like that.
Heck yeah.
And yuzu puree with passion fruit and strawberry popping spheres, also known as boba. And that is a non-alcoholic drink for you. So
very nice.
That's awesome.
Over at the Hollywood Lounge, starting May 1st, they're going to have the new Dragon Fruit Soju Mule. Soju, dragon fruit syrup, lime juice, and ginger ale garnished with dull dragon fruit. I do love dragon fruit.
It's good. I really like dragon fruit. Lucky Fortune Cookery. Looks like all of these are currently available. So I don't think there's really much new here. I think it's just, again, it's food at the park that has an Asian inspired item to it or something Asian along with it. They've got a Karaj. I don't know. We're going to go with Karaj inspired crispy chicken sandwich with slaw and togarashi mayonnaise on a potato bun served with garlic chips. Beef bulgogi burrito with seasoned rice, cabbage slaw, and garlic chips. Yaki udon and Karaj inspired crispy chicken and mushrooms, sugar snap peas, roasted red peppers, bok choy, dark soy, and hoisin sauces. They've got a yaki udon with mushrooms, sugar snap peas, roasted peppers, bok choy, dark soy, and hoisin. So I think it's basically the same thing, just without the chicken. Plant-based, nice. See, I can have meat on one
Right?
and plant-based on the other, and everybody's happy.
Everybody.
Teriyaki chicken with sautéed vegetables and steamed rice. Ooh, and this one sounds so good. A beef birria ramen with consommé served with house-made birria, soft-boiled egg, Monterey Jack, cilantro, roasted corn, onions, and radish. I think there was a place locally that was doing a birria ramen too that sounded really good. Or maybe
Yeah,
I'd. Was
I don't
it?
know who it was, but
I can't remember.
I know Del
Maybe I.
Taco did at one point.
Or maybe I just saw it on a TikTok or something and showed you. Because I think we were mom and dad's when I saw that. I think I had
Yeah.
showed you and dad that. They've got pot stickers. Crispy chicken, or not crispy chicken, wow. Crispy vegetable and chicken pot stickers. They've got a lychee tea, gold peak unsweetened black tea, and premium lychee syrup with lychee coconut jelly. They've got a Thai tea with sea salt cream and brown sugar boba. How come we can say boba in one but popping pearls in the other? I don't get it.
I
Maybe the
feel
popping pearls are
well,
different.
real boba is like the tapioca things, the black tapioca balls or whatever.
Oh, really?
And then the
Maybe I
popping
don't know what I'm
boba
talking
is
about.
not necessarily like the authentic boba.
Oh, okay. See, Sean knows these things better than me. I'm going to stop talking about that because I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's see here. Bottle Logic Hamachi Japanese Rice Lager, Harland Brewing Ube Hazy IPA, and a strawberry lychee cocktail, vodka, lychee liqueur, premium strawberry syrup and fresh lemon juice garnished with a and wow, fresh lemon juice with sliced strawberry garnish. I can read sometimes.
Sometimes. Over at Port of San Francisco service area, they have the gyoza sausage bun, steamed bun with ground pork and vegetables served with chili soy dipping sauce. Very good. Very good. I've had it in two parks. And it
Sounds
doesn't
good.
disappoint. That sauce is so good. It was so good. So,
Awesome.
definitely make sure you use the sauce. It is a little hot, so for like people that don't like spice, I wouldn't use it, but
So don't underestimate the chili part of that sauce.
I've had it without the sauce and I've had it with the sauce. It's still good without the sauce. But I prefer that sauce. That was way good. And then of course they have some alcohol for you. The Carl Strauss Brewing Company Moment of Zen Japanese Rice Lager.
Very nice. Over at Smoke Jumpers Grill, they've got a passion orange and guava punch. I think that's basically what they call Pog. And Pog is amazing. I love Pog. And back in the 90s, I used to love Pogs, but we're not
Yes.
talking about that. We're not going to keep throwing it back to the 90s over and over again. And then they've also got a passion orange and guava cocktail that is rum along with your pog juice or pog punch.
Pog.
I
All
love pog,
right.
it's so good.
Over at Studio Catering Company. Are all of these May 1st? All the new stuff?
Looks like it.
Yeah. Where was I? Studio Catering Company. New is the orange chicken burrito. That would be good. Crispy orange chicken and lo mein noodles with vegetables and egg fried rice rolled in a flour tortilla and served with hot sauce and fried wonton chips. And then they have the new lychee pear refresher. Lychee syrup with pear puree over ice with lychee popping spheres. That would be good.
It sounds good. Oh, and then this one's massive. Goodness. How come I get all the super long ones today? Jumping over to the Disneyland Hotel over at Tongariro Terrace Tropical Bar and Grill. They've got a tempura battered green beans with Togarashi aioli. That sounds and actually looks really good. I would definitely try that one. Island salad with choice of teriyaki chicken or grilled salmon, crisp romaine spears, pineapple glazed smoked ham, green papaya slaw, mandarin orange, dragon fruit compote,
It
cotija
is
cheese.
time.
Apparently,
I'm
edamame, passion orange guava aioli, and crisp fried shallot served with passion fruit vinaigrette. Swaying palm salad with choice of teriyaki chicken or grilled salmon. Well, I cannot read. I almost said salmon.
Salmon.
Grilled salmon, spicy Mizuna and mache greens,
Sure.
charred hearts of palm, cucumber, cashews, julienne peppers, carrots, snow peas, and puffed rice noodle served with sesame vinaigrette. They've got a tonkatsu ramen, rich pork-based broth, wavy noodles, pork belly slices, fresh green onions, shiitake mushrooms, sambal, soft-boiled flavored egg, and nori. That actually sounds way good. I would get that in a heartbeat. Shrimp tempura with ponzu dipping sauce, toasted sesame, chili threads, and green onions. Pork gyoza, steamed pork and vegetable pot stickers topped with unagi sauce and bonito flakes,
Nice.
served with gochujang aioli. Love a good gochujang. It's good. A Wagyu Hawaiian cheeseburger. Ooh, that's, I don't even need to read about it, and that sounds good. Wagyu cheeseburger served with grilled pineapple, applewood smoked bacon, Havarti cheese, butter lettuce, tomato, onions, and sweet and spicy spread served with choice of sweet potato fries or French fries. Yes,
Nice.
please.
Heck yeah.
Hawaiian platter, choice of braised kalbi beef, short rib, or teriyaki chicken thigh served with steamed jasmine rice, stir-fried vegetables, steamed baby bok choy, and sweet teriyaki glaze. They've got the favorite among the flies at
Yes.
in the Bug's Life movie. They've got the poo-poo platter.
Did they ever serve that at Bugs Land?
They should have. That was a missed opportunity if they didn't. Pork gyoza, shrimp tempura, tempura battered green beans, and togarashi chicken wings served with togarashi aioli. They've also got a poke bowl.
Yummy.
Served in choice of ahi tuna, salmon, and or marinated tofu with smashed avocado, sliced cucumber, edamame, and imitation crab salad with sushi rice topped with crispy fried onions and togarashi aioli.
Oh, yeah.
Tropical buttermilk pancakes, macadamia nut buttermilk pancakes, caramelized bananas, maple syrup, and sweet butter. Ooh, yeah, that sounds unbelievably good. Kalbi short ribs and eggs, scrambled eggs, tender braised kalbi, beef short ribs, and sweet potato medley served with a pineapple wedge, coconut French toast, Hawaiian bread, powdered sugar, candied pineapple, shaved or toasted a shaved coconut, and syrup with bacon. Kahlua style pork breakfast croissant sandwich.
Ooh.
Tender Kahlua style pork, bacon, fried egg, and Havarti cheese on a toasted croissant bun served with a pineapple wedge.
Okay.
I might need one of those. That sounds so good. And then one of my favorite Hawaiian dishes ever made into a burrito, a loco moco burrito. steamed jasmine rice, chopped Wagyu beef patty, fried egg gravy, crunchy fried shallots, and furikake served with salsa roja.
Nice.
Whew. I could
sounds good.
Eat a lot of that stuff. That sounds awesome.
Heck yeah. Well, the last thing on here is for Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar. Definitely, it says this, and now that I've been that been, I've never tried to get in here before December, and I will say, get a reservation for Trader Sam's. Don't try and do the walk up. It's a little difficult unless you've got the time. So Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar has a new spiced dry rub chicken wings. They have the Loco Moco Wagyu cheeseburger, Lewis style pork, Loco Moco gravy, Havarti cheese, sunny fried egg, pickled red onions and Fresno chilies, and micro greens served with choice of sweet potato fries or French fries. They also have the new katsu chicken curry, katsu sauce, jasmine rice, pineapple coconut curry,
ooh,
pickled ginger, and green papaya slaw. They also have the Kahlua-style pork nacho poutine, sweet potato fries, togarashi aioli, cotija cheese, cheese sauce, pickled red onion, lime crema, and cilantro.
Wow, how many like cultures can we squeeze in one dish?
Right?
Kahlua pork, which is Hawaiian, nachos, Hispanic, and poutine, like
Canadian,
most epic of Canadian snack foods ever, all into one dish.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. They also have the Pele fish and chips, crispy battered fish, togarashi aioli, and ponzu dipping sauces served with choice of sweet potato fries or French fries. And then they have that hearts of palm salad that Brian mentioned over at Tangaroa Terrace. So there you go. I won't describe it again. But yeah, whole new menu over there at Trader Sam's to enjoy for this this Heritage Month of sorts. So yummy food. Get you some. Enjoy
that
Pixar.
All sounds way good.
Was there anything that I missed? Anything that you missed?
I don't think so. Nothing that I can think of.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, I might have missed it. So
that's true.
Who knows?
That's true. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and call it good for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. If you haven't yet, please follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Also, share and subscribe and, well, share the podcast with those that might also enjoy it, and then subscribe and review on the following platforms.
And that would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. Please join us every week, every Wednesday, to hear the new word on the main street. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.